Hey, this is Bob Nalbandian.
And Matt Hartnett.
From the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast.
You can subscribe and download all episodes of the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast via the CMS Podcast Network at cmspn.com or any of your favorite podcast directories, including Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, and more. And while you're at it, be sure to rate and comment about the podcast and spread the word.
And if you'd like to donate to the podcast, go to our PayPal account at shockwaveskullsessions@gmail.com. Thanks for all your support of the Shockwave Skull Sessions podcast over the years, and stay tuned for more great episodes every week.
Thanks for downloading another segment from the Best of the Classic Metal Show. The Classic Metal Show is heard live on Saturdays from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern, exclusively at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. And now here's another piece of Classic Metal Show history on the Best of the Classic Metal Show.
The Classic Metal Show.
Well, Chris, himminy jiminy, guess what we got here?
Himminy Jiminy, it's time for Chris P. Bacon.
Right. Well, you had discovered this kid on Blog Talk Radio, the epitome of radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a young gentleman on there by the name of Chris P. Bacon.
That's right.
He wanted to teach us all about the history of heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said that on his first broadcast, which we brought to you last week, he said he was going to do this nightly.
Yeah, every night.
Now, you and I had a bet going on from last week.
We did.
And I said that he was going to give it up after four episodes.
You did say that.
How many has he gone so far? Here, it's been a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And have you looked, and how many episodes are available?
I looked. And maybe I did my search wrong. I don't know. Maybe I just don't understand how to search on Blog Talk Radio. But I was only able to find three episodes, Neely.
Three episodes. And you did say he was going to give it up after three.
I did say three.
You said you were going to take the under.
That's right.
And he was going to give it up at three. So here it is. He said he was going to do this every night at 11 o'clock Pacific time.
And it sucks for us out east because that's like 2 in the morning.
Right. And we were looking forward to an ongoing episodes of the history of heavy metal with Crispy Bacon.
That's right.
But it looks like we're going to cover segment 2, and maybe next week we'll do segment 3. And perhaps if he doesn't do any more, that'll be it for Crispy Bacon.
That's right. He'll go the way of the thrash can and who else?
Oh, well, the one stalwart of Blog Talk Radio, obviously, has been Kay and Abby.
Kay, well, they stuck around, but I'm talking about the ones
I know, but I think that's the only one that's stuck around out of all of them. How about United Metal United?
Yeah, Metalheads United.
Yeah, that kind of went to the wayside, too.
He went away after two episodes.
Yeah.
Went away after one, but came back, and then he went away again.
And he only did the one episode, and he played all the same versions of, what was it? A Fast as a Shark or something?
Fast as a Shark, yeah.
Yeah, he did like three different versions of that, and that was his whole show.
It was good.
Yeah.
Nice. Missed that guy.
Sure. All right, well, get your pens and papers out since our friends over there at Metal Lessons Radio went away. We're looking for a replacement show, and we thought maybe this Chris P. Bacon might have a chance at taking that time slot, but if he's only going to deliver three episodes...
Yeah, that's not good enough.
It's just not going to work. So let's see where Chris P. Bacon left off.
Okay.
And pick up part two of the history of heavy metal.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna. I want to be out.
His mom already yelling at him. What are you doing? What are you doing?
In or out? In or out, Crispy?
Crispy.
Oh, hey. Oh gosh, I didn't realize I was on. Okay, so you're listening to Chris P. Bacon, and I'm gonna be on just about every night from. I don't know, about 11 Western time. Yeah, because I'm in the West.
You mean Pacific time?
No, Western.
Western time?
No, West.
I know, but is there such a thing as Western time?
Yeah, Western time.
Okay. Pacific time?
No, it's not Pacific time, Neely.
It's Western time.
Doesn't your clock have EST or CT or WT?
Right, Western time.
Mine has Western time.
Okay.
So last night we were talking about the history of heavy metal. I don't know if anyone was listening. I heard 7 people listen. So that is quite a record. 7 people.
He's already establishing records.
He's already set the record for the Crispy Bacon Show at 7.
At 7. That's quite a record.
It's quite a record. Never been beaten before yesterday.
Compared to what?
0.
Is more than I was expecting. That's good enough for me.
More than I usually get.
More than you usually get, but, what, at home?
Yeah, but he only had one show, so he hasn't been able to establish the usual yet.
Sure he has.
Are you telling me that Chris P. Bacon's debut show did more listeners on the first debut night than Dirt Talk ever did?
You know what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that Crispy Bacon's first night listening did a better job at drawing people than the Brian Badass Boone tribute did.
You're probably right.
I guess I got to the point where Led Zeppelin and Sabbath were like the big influencers of the rock world, which they are. I don't know. I didn't really write a script for these shows. I keep thinking sometimes a script would be better, but...
You know, Chris P. Bacon, I'm going to agree with you.
I don't.
I think a script would be better.
You think he could do better than this if he was organized?
Oh, sure.
What are you talking about?
I can tell he's kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of guy.
Yeah.
But, he would just probably do a little better if he were a little more organized.
Well, let's put things in perspective. We haven't even heard this one yet, but are you almost positive that it's going to be great?
I'm going to say that it's going to be 2 notches above the first one.
Okay.
That he did 24 hours before.
So this is double greatness.
Exactly.
So then why would he need a script?
I don't know, but we'll see.
All right.
I'm just going to wing it tonight. And
kind of like you did last night.
Right.
Same formula for success. Tonight you're going to have 8 listeners.
Well, yeah, it could be. Maybe all the way up to 10.
Yeah. I'm just going to wing it. So if anyone would like to give me a call or a comment on my last show, or if anyone's in my chat room right now, which I doubt it, but just give me a call anytime. 646-595-2902. That number again is 646-595-2902. All right. So, I think I stepped on broken glass.
I like how he incorporates real life experiences into his show.
Digging it, man. It's like reality radio.
It is reality radio.
It's good stuff.
Note to self, not a good idea to be walking around outside barefoot.
Now he's writing notes. He doesn't write notes for his show, but he writes a reminder note not to walk around barefoot outside.
What shitbag ghetto is he living in that he's got glass on the ground?
I don't know. Maybe his drunk mother dropped a glass, her vodka glass, before she went back in for the night.
Yeah, there's definitely a broken bottle out there, so I'm gonna go back inside my house. I just feel awkward inside. Does anyone else feel awkward inside? Let me know in the chat room.
How about you, Chris? Are you doing your show from inside?
I'm inside.
I am too. I am in the palatial estate of the CMS Enterprises.
Yeah.
And I am sitting here in front of my multi-million dollar console inside with a roof over my head, and I don't feel awkward at all.
I gotta tell you, I'm feeling a little awkward, so hold on. And I opened the door so I'd feel a little less awkward.
Okay.
There.
Now, Now, if he were to say, I feel a little bit awkward because my mom is listening, now that might even be better.
Right. I might also be honest.
And she's like, Chris, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? I'm talking to my audience, Mom.
Chris, put that phone away and go get me another bottle of Boone's Farm. I dropped the last one out on the porch.
I wish I had the sound clips from the, what was it called? The King of Comedy with, with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm doing a show down here.
Yeah.
Right now. And, or just give me a call. I gave the number earlier. You should know it by now if you're listening.
So
are you expecting us to take notes when you're not taking notes yourself?
Yeah, you should know the number by now, too.
Yeah, I gave out the number twice, you dumbasses. Now call me.
How come he doesn't know the number?
All right. Back to what I was talking about last night, the history of heavy metal... I drew a tree. Yeah, a tree. I drew a tree, and the roots of the tree consist...
I thought we already covered the dirt and the roots and the leaves and all that. Are we back to the tree again?
A little bit of a recap here, Neely. A little bit of a recap.
Okay.
Of Zeppelin and Sabbath and the Beatles and so on. All right, so...
I'm a little distracted right now. I'm picking glass out of my feet while I'm doing this, and I'm a little distracted, so you're going to have to forgive me.
Hey, hold on a minute while I bandage this wound.
I'm bleeding all over the floor. Hey, hang on a minute while I go get a paper towel, will you?
Yeah, come on.
So... Wow, what is that? Sorry, I saw an insect. Pretty cool looking. So Black Sabbath,
yes,
and Led Zeppelin were the two biggest bands of the 70s. Pretty much came out at the same time. Sabbath, Ozzy was influenced. Yeah, Black Sabbath was hugely influenced by Cream, and Cream, as I said earlier with Eric Clapton, was influenced by any and all blues music. So when Sabbath came out, they hit their first CD. I think Ozzy was like about 23 years old, which makes...
Are you sure?
Dude, haven't I heard this?
He was 23 years old.
Is this a repeat of last night's show?
I think so.
Jesus, man, I've heard all of this.
Not feel so bad, because, you know, all these little teen pop groups come out, and they're all like... I don't know. Does it make anyone else out there jealous when they see someone like less than their age? Someone less than their age, like, famous for no reason. Like, really bad music, too. Like Justin Timberlake. And I can't stand that. It bugs me to no avail. It bugs me to no end.
Okay.
When I see that. But anyway... I think 23 would be a pretty good age to be famous. I think
any age would be a pretty good age to be famous.
Wow.
I think 23 would be a good age. I think that's the right age to be famous.
Thanks for the revelation, Captain Obvious. Holy shit.
I'm actually 24 now, but I recently turned 24, so that's not such a bad thing. In the eyes of...
Compared to what?
Being 50.
Okay.
You know, almost dead.
The world. I actually recently saw a metal band called Axis. I don't know if anyone's heard of them, but these kids were like 12 years old. I saw them in Hollywood.
Axis?
Yeah.
12 years old.
12?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Axis has been around for 20-some years.
They're 12.
12?
They've been around since birth.
Okay.
And they were playing, like, Iron Maiden, and I think they did, like, an Ozzy cover. It was really, really amazing. I think is someone calling in? Wait a minute. Let me check.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I could have sworn I heard something.
Maybe it was MOL.
It could have been. Hey, check this out. Those guys kick ass for 12.
Those are 12-year-olds?
They're 12-year-olds. Here, you want to hear some more 12-year-olds?
Sure.
This is from their album Utopia.
Okay.
Day you're gone, there's so much left undone. I will miss you forever.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty good for 12-year-olds.
How do they spell their name?
AXXIS.
But that band's been around forever.
Oh, they're 12-year-olds.
Well, they must have stole the band Axe's name.
I was so sad. Hey, shh. I was so sad. I thought someone was about to call. All right. Let me look in my chat room real quick. Okay, nothing. If anyone has the courage who is listening right now, just throw up a line in the chat in the chat room. That would be outstanding. Outstanding. All right.
All right, I'm going to wait. Hopefully you'll come in the chat room. Hopefully my phone will ring. Okay.
Bueller.
Waiting Bueller. For the phone to ring. Maybe somebody will call. All right, I'll wait.
No one's calling yet.
So as I was saying... Oh, I saw this band in Hollywood, and they really blew me away, considering they were, like, 12 years old. This kid had a bass that was, like, bigger than him, like, literally. But then I tried to talk to him after the show, and they were all like...
Who the fuck are you, shitwad?
With their attitude, like, I'm better than you. That's what they said in their minds. They said, I'm better than you.
He's a mind reader now.
This guy's something.
That's what they said in their minds.
That's right.
And that was a little unusual. That was a little awkward. Like, no, you're not better. I don't care if you're 12, you know? You're not better than anyone else here. Anyway, so...
Boy, I tell you.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't care if you're 12. You're not better than everyone else here.
Better than everybody else, 12-year-old.
Who the hell? Who the fuck are you, shitwad? Who the
fuck are you, shitwad?
In the 70s, when Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin came out, Black Sabbath influenced. They came out at number 8. I remember this from watching VH1. It came out at number 8 on the Billboard charts. And they got consistently bad reviews in all the cool magazines. I don't know. Just consistently bad. And so...
Like this show.
So, as it were, it's not the the reviewers... It's not journalists who buy CDs, it's fans. And they had a lot of those.
Okay.
Me being one of them. Oh, God, my nose is stuffy.
I can tell.
You're no kidding.
And they had bad reviews. And
I drew the tree. And here's the roots. And then the leaves.
And then I went to Hollywood, And, well, I went and saw a band, and, well, they acted like they were better than me.
Well, you know, it's not the reviewers that buy the CDs. It's the fans.
Right.
And they had a lot of them.
And, yeah. Yeah. And, well, anyway, where was I?
Give me a call in the chat room. I don't know the number.
Give me a call in the chat room.
If anyone has any good sinus cures, please give me a call. The guest number again for the third time tonight is 646-595-2902. But I can't breathe, so this probably sounds like horrible. I'm probably sounding like this. Yeah.
Well, you're sounding
You're sounding like yourself.
You sound just like your sound.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
Okay. I've been trying Claritin and Benadryl at night.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything. It should be called Stuffitin. Yes.
Oh, good one.
Stuffitin, 8 hour.
Well, try some Vicks Ultrafine Mist Nose Spray. That's what I use.
I happen to have a bottle right here of Equate Original Nasal Spray, 12 hour.
Right.
Yeah. So there's two suggestions for you.
Okay.
Sorry we didn't call your number.
Because it doesn't work, even 8 hours after you take it. All right, so Black Sabbath influenced every metal band that is out there right now as far as heaviness. Speed, I think the speed aspect probably developed more from Led Zeppelin. A lot of their songs were faster, heavier, and that's why.
Who the fuck are you, shit?
A lot of people say they were the greater influence, but I prefer heaviness in my music personally.
Thank you.
So, as far as speed and Deep Purple, Deep Purple was a big one as well. They had a more Renaissance flair, along with Jethro Tull. Going out to the more experimental fields. Jethro Tull influenced, like, they pretty much branched off into all the Celtic and, like, folksy metal, which is actually really cool. I like Opeth.
And Blackmore's Night.
Blackmore's Night?
And I feel like I'm at a Renaissance fair when I listen to them.
But he likes heavy, not Blackmore's Night.
I know, I'm making a joke with this whole Renaissance feel.
I know.
Anyone's really big into Opeth, but I believe that, you know, Jethro Tull and, like, the progressive rock bands of the 70s, like Yes and Genesis. Well, maybe not Genesis, just scratch that.
Scratch that.
All right, scratched off.
Were you taking notes?
I was.
Okay.
Yes and Tull influence, like, Opeth. And they've even said that on multiple talk shows.
Because I saw it on VH1 Classic.
That's right.
And according to VH1 Classic, that's what Opeth was influenced by, Jethro Tull.
Because when I think of Opeth, I think of flutes.
I've heard the guy from Opeth say that he was a big fan of all the 70s prog rock, Pink Floyd, and stuff like that. And a lot of that stuff influenced, just there were so many, like, psychedelic bands that went on to get into, like, the more alternative rock of today. The psychedelic kind of transferred over into that. And sticking with speed, one of the bands that really came out, or a lot of the bands that really came out, started coming out towards the late 70s, early 80s, would be the new wave of British heavy metal. And the biggest bands and that would be, Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden.
This guy sounds like he's dying.
Motorhead, right? And there was a slew of them. It was like Saxon and like Diamond Head, and these all influenced Metallica, which are like the Led Zeppelin of the 90s, 80s and 90s. Metallica is like the Led Zeppelin of the 80s and 90s. They basically influenced everything under the sun, but they were influenced by, like, early, the new wave of British heavy metal, and it's still called that even though it's old. It's I think after like 20 years, it became the old wave, old new wave of British heavy metal, and they had all these acronyms that just went on forever, and there were other like subgenres of that that had even like longer acronyms. I don't really know what they were, but they were out there, and just to think that they were out there is really kind of stupid.
That sounds gay.
Being honest. All right. Anyway, I think Judas Priest came out in late 70s. They were there with like Deep Purple and Sabbath, and they survived through the new wave of I don't know if they could be lumped into the new wave of British heavy metal. I don't know. That's up to musicologists to decide. I'm just splurting out what I think.
Shove it in your ass.
But
is he really?
Yeah, from thrash, from the new wave of British heavy metal. In the 80s, metal wasn't accessible to a lot of people. I guess everything has to have a formula, right? So
it wasn't accessible to a lot of people.
What wasn't?
I got to hear that statement again.
Yeah, he lost me.
Through the new wave of I don't know if they could be lumped into the new wave of British heavy metal. I don't know. That's up to musicologists to decide. I'm not really. I'm just splurting out what I think. But yeah, from thrash, from the new wave of British heavy metal. In the 80s, metal wasn't accessible to a lot of people.
Really?
Really? In the 80s, heavy metal was not accessible to a lot of people?
Somehow I think that's the biggest time that the 80s that metal ever had.
Okay.
I guess everything has to have a formula, right? So in the 80s, there was a big scene of heavy metal fans that were like into David Bowie and maybe more of the shock rock of the 70s, Alice Cooper.
In the 80s?
And
that's what he's saying.
In the 80s, there was a big metal conglomerate that was pouring into what? Let's Dance by David Bowie?
Yep.
Really?
That's what he's saying.
I don't know about that statement. I'm tending to think he might be a little off on that one.
Well, he wasn't even around then. He's only 24.
So what would that make him born?
Let's see. This is 2007 or 2009 minus, let's see, before that made 2000 or 5 and then 20. So he was born in 85.
Parents obviously had Let's Dance playing in the background when he was born.
Sure.
Jeez.
There was another big one. The New York Dolls kind of started the progression of hair metal, and hair metal in the 80s.
Did they? I think they were more of a glam, you know, New York glam.
So just so that I'm clear, 80s metal started by fans that were following Bowie and Alice Cooper, and the hair metal scene started with the New York Dolls, right?
Well, that's what he's indicating there.
Well, I'm just taking notes. I want to make sure I get them right.
I don't give a shit!
was the big thing, because it had a formula, it was accessible, people liked it, it was a lot softer, it was kind of taking the edge off metal. And so, throughout the whole 80s, the thing was hair metal and thrash, which was like an offspring of the new wave of British heavy metal. And thrash would be like, the four main thrash bands, of course, were Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and Megadeth. And these four, along with others, like Testament, Exodus, were the opposition to hair metal. So if you were into metal, to be cool, you'd be into thrash. If you were a chick, you were probably into hair metal. See, or a wuss.
Or a wuss.
What?
You're either into that or you're a wuss.
What if you were into both?
Yeah, what if you like both?
I was into both.
Sure.
So was I like a cool wuss?
I guess.
Or do I go back to what I was called 2 weeks ago? That just made me a poser.
You're just a poser.
That's probably what it was.
I think that's probably what it is.
Yep, I think so.
But yeah, you definitely can't straddle the line.
No, not at all. You can't like two things at once.
Not at all.
Forget it. Not now. Not never.
Right.
Or a wuss, or you know, whatever. I don't know. Beavis and Butthead like to make fun of that one kid. Not Todd. Was it Todd? crap. Hang on.
No, it was Stuart, not Todd. Stuart.
Todd. Who's Todd?
Todd was the guy who drove the duster.
Okay.
And he was always beating their asses and calling them fuzz nuts and throwing them in the trunk and stealing their nachos and shit like that.
Okay.
He was the guy. He always had the sawed off, you know, work shirts and.
Glad you remember that. I used to not even like the story parts. I just wanted to see the videos.
Right. Well, he drove the green duster.
Okay.
And he'd always.
He had glasses, right?
Yeah, he'd always wear the sunglasses and he had the mullet hairdo.
Yeah, I know.
And then Stuart was the next door neighbor who always wore the winger shirt.
Right, and they always picked on Stuart.
Yeah, they always picked on him all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember him.
No, they idolized Todd. Beavis and Butthead used to make fun of a kid that would always wear his winger shirt. Yeah, Winger, Warren, all those bands. Really just dumbed down versions of metal. It was bad. So, of course, Thrash is the opposition.
You hear that, Jennifer? The dumbed-down version of metal.
That's right, Jennifer.
Winger and Warrant.
Did that kid ever wear a Warrant shirt?
Yeah, he used to wear Winger and Warrant.
Oh, really? Is those the only two?
And then Beavis and Butthead used to wear Metallica and AC/DC and Slayer.
Right. Yeah, I remember theirs, but I didn't remember. I didn't remember anything other than a Winger shirt.
Yeah, he'd wear Winger and he'd wear Warrant.
Nice.
Wasn't nearly as popular, though. There were some hair metal bands that were good. They were a little bit heavier. Motley Crue was one of my favorites, but there's the good and the bad. There's not really too many in between. Either they really sucked or they were just, you know, a good hair metal band. It's like being the most, I don't know, idolized, retarded kid. You're still retarded. You're just...
Wow.
That's an analogy.
I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Above everyone else in that genre. It's like, who cares? Thrash metal, though, went on to spawn like Metallica and Megadeth and Slayer. Well, we know how that went pretty well. Anyway, I like to think that, yeah...
All right, hold on a minute, dude.
I like to think that hair metal was...
Hold up for one second. Now, you know I like the heavier stuff better than the lighter stuff.
Sure.
True or not?
Sure.
Okay. But let's be honest here. Who sold more records, Warrant or Slayer?
Warrant, of course.
Who sold more records, Rat or Testament?
Oh, Rat by millions.
Warrant or Testament?
Warrant.
Danger or Exodus?
I don't know. I'm gonna assume Danger.
That's kind of what I'm assuming too. This assumption that you know, Thrash somehow came out on top. Thrash was an underground thing, and it stayed an underground thing. And the fans were a little more hardcore because they stayed in the underground.
Sure.
But to say that it did better than 80s metal, that is just a stupid statement.
Yeah, commercially 80s metal, you know, did better. But integrity-wise, the hardcore thrash metal fans stuck to their guns.
Sure they did. But, I mean, even if you look at thrash as a genre in the 80s versus 80s metal bands, most of those 80s metal bands in some form or another are still around today.
That's true.
How many thrash bands are there that were around in the 80s? I'd say maybe 10
at
the most.
Right.
There's what? Testament, Exodus, Death Angel.
Laws Rocket,
Metallica, Megadeth,
Anthrax,
Slayer,
Overkill.
Overkill's 9. And then you're reaching.
Yep.
That's what I mean. It's not like thrash had some big scene that stayed around forever.
Sure.
I mean, we just named nine bands, can't think of another one from the 80s.
Right.
That's still around today. Not a single one.
Sure.
And I'm sure we're missing some. I mean, I'm sure there's more.
But right off the top of your head, those are the ones that come to mind fairly quickly.
But yet, any calendar year, you can go out and see Winger, Warrant, Motley Crue, you know, it goes on and on. Rat.
Dokken. Poison.
Mitch Mob.
Cinderella.
Poison. Enough's Enough.
Yep.
Anybody that had success in the 80s is still out there.
Sure.
Almost all of them.
LA Guns.
Yeah, there's a new Little Caesar album out there.
True.
I mean, and Little Caesar never was a big band. So Thrash did not have the star power that this kid thinks.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm putting all my faith in this kid, but come on.
What's a headbanger?
When we first started doing this stuff, we didn't really talk about headbanging. We talked about girl banging or gang banging or anything but headbanging. That doesn't seem very nice to do. But
a headbanger, they go out in front of the stage and they headbang their head, and it's cool. I mean, that's them. That's not me. I like to stand back and watch and see everything. I like to scam on the chicks.
A headbanger is somebody who dies for his music, who is a true rivet head, you know?
A headbanger is somebody who likes thrash nothing but, who doesn't accept glam in any way.
A headbanger is someone that drives by in their car and goes, metal, dude, fucking metal, KNAC!
I think we started that. Load of headbangers, see?
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather get drunk and kick back and watch them make fools of themselves.
That's just a rock and roll reaction. I think the actual headbangers of the 80s just make it a little more pronounced. They bleed a lot more at them.
I'm just a drummer. I don't bang my head. I beat a hop, man.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's great.
Started by David Bowie. I love David Bowie and all, but he spawned some bad music. I'm sorry.
Can't argue that point.
Yeah, Kiss were in there. They spawned the whole hair metal thing. They helped that along. Because guys in the 80s figured they could get more chicks looking like chicks. I don't know what that's all about. And then out of that comes like power metal and like just bad music. And now it's even advanced even further. The really more dumbed down version of metal, it has its own branch. That's like one side of the tree. And now from like power...
That's quite a tree he's drawn there.
It's a big old tree.
The old dumbed down version.
And he doesn't like power metal?
Don't know what this kid is all about.
I can't quite get a read on him.
From hair metal to power metal, and you have like the screamo and the hardcore, they still kind of look like, I don't know, they kind of look like chicks, but maybe not as much. It's the sound. The sound became more melodic as time went on. And screaming, I don't know, people think screaming is an expression of anger. I think it's an expression of stupidity, really. But whatever works.
So that's just stupid metal, we'll call it.
That's right, it's just dumb metal.
Whatever works. And then on one side, there's also subgenres of white metal and black metal. Now, white metal is like Christian heavy metal. You got like Striper... And
I've never heard that term before, have you?
No.
White metal?
White metal? I don't know. I guess that's the opposite of black metal.
I guess. I never even heard that term before.
Striper. It's... You don't want to know. Black metal, though. In Norway, for a while, I think the new wave of British heavy metal had an impact in Norway, and that these people would... heard this and kind of concocted their own version, and it because they're Norway is kind of isolated from everything else, and their version of metal is so isolated, but it's so heavy and so fast they can only hear like so many bands, so they picked up and they created black metal, and black metal is basically a Norwegian thing.
It's a Norwegian thing.
Thanks.
It's just basically a Norwegian thing.
Basically.
If you're not from Norway, you're not considered a black metal band.
That's right.
It's really cool. It's a lot heavier over there. They don't have as many Christian values. They go around, a lot of these bands went around burning churches, satanic masses, you know, cool stuff.
All the cool stuff.
Yeah, they were doing cool stuff.
That's right.
Like, they were burning churches and having satanic masses, and it was really cool.
Yeah, I guess.
The cool things in life, for the greater good, of course. And then out of that came melodic death metal, which still contributes to the current rise of metal, which is hardcore. All right, so all the hardcore is like all the metal kind of rolled into one. It became more melodic as time went on. Different bands, so many different bands, I can't really explain them all, but, and then off to the side, there's always going to be that experimental artist. So there's avant-garde, which would be bands like Mr. Bungle or Primus. I heard when Cliff Burton died of Metallica, Les Claypool attempted to audition for Metallica, and they said, basically, James Hetfield said he was too good. I mean, I don't know if anyone could imagine being too good to play for Metallica, but Les Claypool was too good, and he became the pioneer of avant-garde, and that was influenced by 70s bands like Captain Beefheart and Frank Zappa, which they're like geniuses, but in a weird way. I don't know, Frank Zappa had some pretty good artists on his record label back in the day. He had like Alice Cooper and was like the promotion vehicle for a lot of different bizarre acts. I think Captain Beefheart was on his label too. Just really out there.
Okay.
How much more is there of this?
10 minutes.
Holy cow. Jesus.
So avant-garde really doesn't mix into hardcore, but I'm hoping one day it will. That would make for a pretty interesting combination. I don't know. I have a lot of ideas. If anyone else has good ideas, you should give me a call at 646-595-2902.
Great segue there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I know it sounds like I'm running out of stuff to talk about, but I'm not. Oh, I'm not.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of those great ideas you have?
Yeah, really?
I'm kind of, you know, sitting here with bated breath wondering, you know, if you're going to, you know, share some of those great ideas.
No. Damn. But he has them.
All right.
Forever. Only problem is I can't talk with this full nose, this nose full of snot and man mucus.
Did he say man mucus?
Yuck.
Man mucus.
Yuck.
That conjures up another idea in my head.
Is that one of your ideas?
Yeah, man mucus. Here, baby, have some of my man mucus.
Yuck.
Somebody get in my chat room so I can just type what I have to say. Anybody?
So he's going to do his show via the messenger?
How's that going to help on the radio show to type it all out?
Yeah, I can't speak because my nose is all plugged up. So if you jump in the chat room, I'll type out what I want to say.
Here, I'm going to position my microphone. Hold on, man. Take it here. Put it right here. You ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going to do a new show for you. You ready? Here we go.
Uh-huh. And then Led Zeppelin got their big deal. They played a stadium tour. And then, they kicked Ozzy out of the band. And then Black Sabbath went on with Dio. And they recorded the Heaven and Hell release. Wow. And then Iommi went on and had Glenn Hughes as a singer and Ray Gillen and Ian Gillen.
Well, you kept up.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of heavy metal knowledge there.
Look at that. That's how we're going to do all of next week's show.
Okay, if you want to be a part of the classic metal show, we're going to be in the chat room and we're just going to type out our conversation.
That's right.
They're listening.
No one's listening.
Oh, actually, someone's going to hear. So there's. You know, 7 people listened to my last thing after it was already complete. Yeah, I'm popular.
Now he's got to justify to his mom or his sister that he's doing a show and people are actually listening.
That's right.
No wonder he feels uncomfortable inside.
That's right.
Go back to out to your treehouse, kid.
Yeah, go stomp back on some more glass.
I am popular. That's all there is to that. So my girlfriend's here. She's actually a porn star. If anybody would like to check out the site, myfreecams.com, I think.
You think?
Yeah. What was it? The guy from Biohazard, his girlfriend was a porn star.
They're divorced now.
Yeah. And oh yeah, so Sophie Fawn, that's my if. Here, why don't you? No, I don't want to talk on the radio station.
So he's going to hand the mic, a.k.a. phone, over to the girlfriend?
Right.
Okay.
It's compelling.
Wow, he's really flaming out awful quick.
What's that? Also, I have my own website. That's a search engine, but it's a people search, and apparently no one uses those, and it's not making any money at all. No money for me. It's sad.
So basically he lives at home.
Yeah.
And he was hoping to make money off of a search engine website.
Right.
That way he didn't have to leave and go to work.
Right.
Gotcha.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just trying to verify what's going on here.
Let me just tell you, I sort of do the same thing.
Yeah, but you sort of do legitimate shit.
What are you talking about? I sit at home and hope somebody buys whips.
If anyone would like to search for somebody, you should go to badasssearch.net. Badasssearch.net.
I thought Brian took that to the grave with him.
Well, you know, not that I know anything about the web, but if you're trying to do a professional search thing...
People are not going to go to badass search.
You don't think?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Let me write that in my notes, too.
Badasssearch.net. So does that bring up the whole list of badasses out there? Because I think they're one light now.
I guess, yeah, the badass list is a little bit shorter tonight.
I was going to have a cool phone number. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to set up one of those phone numbers that, like, call it, and it says something really funny, and then the person who called is like, oh, man, that's awesome. Let me pass this number on to my friend, who will also find that funny. And then they pass it on to their friends, and then they're like, ha ha, that's funny, and then they pass it on to their friends.
Really?
And it'll what is he be talking all about?
He was going to have like a funny phone number that when you call it, or the phone number spells out something funny.
Oh.
And people will find it funny, so funny and compelling that they'll want to share it with everybody else.
Well, that's a great idea.
.net, but I don't know how to set that up, and I'm on Google Voice. I've been doing Google Voice for a while, and I can't really set up the greeting to play like right when you call. It'll always ring a few times. I don't want people to like leave me messages. I mean, it's cool. I guess they could have that option, but I prefer it to just be a recording. basically.
Chris, can you help this young man out with that?
Sure. Go to Walmart and buy an answering machine.
Right.
So if anyone knows how to do that, go ahead and give me a call. I'll send out the guest number again, 646-595-2902. Yeah. If anyone knows how to do that, just give me a call and let me know, like, how to set these up, these things up. It would be really, really cool.
For who? You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you help me set this up so it'll be cool for me.
I'll take care of that for you, Rev.
Yeah, and like next show I might have one of those guests call in. I've been trying to get a hold of my friend, but he turned his phone off or committed suicide, or maybe I think he was urinating when I called and decided not to answer his phone. I don't know.
Well, he was going to have a call-in guest.
His friend.
His friend.
Great.
But his friend must have turned his phone off or committed suicide or was taking a piss when he called.
It's a wide spectrum.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he just... I like to think that he was, in the shower and not ignoring me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, what works for sinuses, please let me know. Leave me a comment. that's really all I got. I think my time's just about up anyway.
Yeah, 5 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Hang on, let me check my online thing here.
You!
Yeah. No, hang on. See,
5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, 4 minutes. All right, you have 4 minutes to call. Anybody at all. Just give me a jingle on the telly, right? And that would be wonderful.
Did he go into a British accent now?
Lovely.
Guess so.
It'd be lovely. Hey, next week, I'm thinking about... I pretty much went through the history of heavy metal.
Did I miss something here? Because I didn't really learn a thing.
I got it all.
Did you?
I did. Avant-garde, emo, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. It's all there.
You know, how the metal all happened. You know, you can just go back to, like, Robert Johnson... Then listen to Willie Dixon, then Chuck Berry, then that's where Bo Diddley comes in, then Elvis steals it from the black people, then the Beatles turn it into a group with dual guitars together and doing crazy stuff, then the Stones get a switchblade and more drugs and stir it into that, then Hendrix comes along with the guitar god-sick distortion, blow it up, light it on fire, let's get down with Chicks Tonight craziness. Then Zeppelin comes in, ramps that up a bit. Then Sabbath comes in and adds the evil after that. Then Angus Young invents headbanging. Then Priest kicks the blues out, turns it all into very square arrangements and spiky stuff, dual guitar metal. Then Maiden pushes that even farther, longer songs, crazier imagery, more hell on earth. Then Metallica makes that crunchier, faster. How could they make it any meaner, nuttier? And then Slayer takes the whole thing and makes flapjacks out of it. And there you go.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks. Especially like the flapjacks.
Yeah, he sums that up in a minute and 10 seconds.
And this guy, well, it only took this guy 2 hours.
Next week I'm thinking about doing like songwriting lessons. I don't know. Just give me like, send me a message. Be my friend. That's all I ask. Send me a message. Tell me what your people think. But next week, like songwriting lessons, I was gonna.
Now he's turning into Irish.
I guess
he could have a career as a voice, a voiceover guy or a voice impersonator.
You think
he goes from English to Irish to who knows what? He's got the way to mimic different accents.
I think he's got a career as the owner of a people search website. Personally,
right.
Go like how I write songs. I don't know if I post them, will they still be my property? Because I have lots of songs, and I would also like, I'd also like to start a band probably nearby in the San Diego area. If there's any people from San Diego that listen to this show, that would be lovely. But, man, that would be lovely.
Jeez.
What's up with the voice impressions? Going with the different accents.
What is he doing?
He doesn't know. He's just all like all over the place at this point.
Is he just trying to kill time?
He is. He's got 4 minutes to go to kill time.
Dude, why don't you just say, I'm done. Click. Blog Talk Radio.
As they say. And just... Or yeah, you can send me an email. It's, I would say Chris P. Bacon, but I don't want to give out my real name. Just send me a message on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Send me a message. Yeah. Wicca, yeah. Oh, I'm about to build a gingerbread house tonight. Tips on gingerbread house building would much be appreciated. Be much, much appreciated, they would be.
Yeah. He's just all over the place. He's going to build a gingerbread house tonight.
What is he doing?
Plus, he's got all the different affects for his voice.
Oh, he's great.
As the little green guy would say on Star Wars, yeah. And I'll probably write a script for next week's show or tomorrow's show. Yeah, tomorrow at 11. I'll probably write a script so that it'll sound better and not so many like, I don't know what to say. Oh my god, because I don't. Oh my god, I don't know what to say. And
well, throw a Jiminy Jiminy in there, will ya?
Come on,
Jiminy Jiminy. I don't know what to say.
And yeah. So, and music. I'll start playing a lot of music. I can play a song right now. I have like minutes to play songs. Can I play a song? Can we play a song?
No.
Let's play a song. I don't have anything to say.
You have 1 minute.
Of what?
Of music.
Of music. A minute of a song.
Is this like the normal 24-year-old?
Oh, man. Sadly, yes.
Really? Is this really how 24-year-olds act?
I think so.
I mean, he acts like he's maybe like 15, 16.
Oh, that's today's kid, man. It's the Obama generation. Oh,
Jiminy Jiminy.
Jiminy Jiminy.
Don't play this.
So he's playing a song over the phone.
Over the phone.
Rather than, you know, uploading the song and playing it on the Blog Talk player, he's playing it over the phone, and his phone has noise canceling. So when it reaches a higher point, it actually just cancels it out.
And just kills it.
Right. So what did he do? Just put the phone down by the boombox and he's in there talking to his girlfriend?
He's working on the gingerbread house.
Okay.
Dude, follow along.
Oh, God, it stopped. current selfish to get around.
Wow, this has been entertaining.
Oh, man, if only I had a video. I'd just post like a jar of mayonnaise for the last 10 seconds. It'd just be like, mayonnaise. Show is on, but not
streaming. Okay.
You're on, but not streaming. What? 9876-4321. Okay, I guess that's all. I don't know if I should.
And that's it.
Wow.
Do you suppose this kid has ever heard a radio show, anything like that?
I think probably all the time.
Sure.
I mean, we've heard that other San Diego station. They were close.
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close to this guy.
That was fantastic.
Wow.
All right, dude. Well, that's going to wrap up.
Before we wrap up, do we bring Chris P. back for week number 3?
I think so. I think we really got to find out what his scripted show would be like.
Yeah, that's true, too. We haven't given him a fair shot. He's been flying off the cuff, so.
Yep. So, right. Next week, maybe another edition of Chris P. Bacon.
That's right, because he doesn't want to give out his real name.
Right.
Find out how that gingerbread house turned out.
Right. So send him a note over there, Blog Talk Radio, Chris P. Bacon.
Yeah, send him a little note.
Let him know that you heard him here on the Classic Metal Show and ask him how the gingerbread house turned out and if he found a cure for his stuffy nose.
Right. Maybe you can get Jeffrey C. Music to sing him a song.
Sure. Thanks for checking out the Best of the Classic Metal Show. You can tune in to the Classic Metal Show live every Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern, exclusively at www.theclassicmetalshow.com.
The Classic Metal Show.
If you're a fan of the Classic Metal Show and you've progressed past a flip phone, then you better have the CMS app on your phone. Get it today. It's in both the Google and iOS app stores. It's the CMS app. Get it? It's got everything you would possibly want from the CMS. So get it today and stay connected to the CMS.